Right now on VFN TV, can you believe they're talking about driverless cars? They're talking about major disruption in our economy. They're talking about everybody in the world should have a paycheck given to them, that there's not going to be any work for them to do. Can you believe that they're talking about robots are going to take over your job and my job? They're even talking about a global brain thinking for us with new cell phone technology real soon, even possibly 2018, 2020. Oh my goodness. All of this and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T.
What Trump did was Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say,
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
it. Within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Could you imagine, have you had anything that happened in your life that just interrupted your life? I mean, you had all these plans and something happened that you had to change all your plans. Well, guess what? It's about to happen in the world. The world is about to be interrupted. At the world, it's the government, World Government Summit in Dubai. They're all gathered together, all these government leaders, and they're talking about what's going to be interrupting the world. And they're interviewing Elon Musk. Elon Musk is the founder of Tesla, SpaceX, co-founder of PayPal that you probably use to be able to transfer money today, done quite a few things. But here we are at this particular point, and they're talking about, what do you think the disruption that's coming to us really, really soon? Take a look.
What's next in technology?
What's next in technology?
That will disturb the way we live, the way we think, the way we do business.
Well, the most near-term impact from a technological standpoint is autonomous cars, like fully self-driving cars. Like I said, that's going to happen much faster than people realize. It's going to be a great convenience to be an autonomous car, but there are many people whose jobs it is to drive. So in fact, I think it might be the single largest employer of people is driving in various forms. And so then we need to figure out new roles for what do those people do. But it will be very disruptive and very quick. Now, I should characterize what I mean by quick. Quick means different things to different people. There are over 2 billion vehicles in the world, approaching 2.5 billion cars and trucks in the world. The total new vehicle production capacity is about 100 million, which makes sense because the life of a car or truck before it's finally scrapped is about 20, 25 years. So the point at which we see full autonomy appear will not be the point at which there is massive societal upheaval, because it will take a long time to make enough autonomous vehicles to disrupt employment. So that disruption I'm talking about will take place over about 20 years. But still, 20 years is a short period of time to have, I think, something like 12 to 15% of the workforce be unemployed.
12 to 15% of the workforce unemployed. no more driving the vehicles. When he talks about 20 years, that's every single car transitioned over in 20 years, which means immediately this thing is going to begin to kick in, and it's going to disrupt. Imagine if you didn't have your car. Some of you that live in cities, you never had a car. Some of you never had a driver's license because you're using a subway or using taxis. But most of America rides around, you know, they live pretty far away from their work and pretty far away from their church, and they do drive distances. Well, imagine that changing. They're saying that's going to be changing. And you think about what's going to take so long. We're going to be talking about in this program, they're talking about rebuilding all the infrastructure. Right now we use cell towers and cable and that type of thing to communicate. But imagine this. This man you just saw, Elon Musk, he just, according to Business Insider, he asked the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, permission to launch 4,425 satellites. I mean, think about that. 4,425 satellites. You know why they're doing that? Based on reports, is that's where they're going to run the new communication to the new cell phones that we'll be talking about, that's going to run in what's called a global brain in the earth. Crazy things are happening. They're happening fast. But just take a look at this picture right here. This is the world, and you're seeing all those red dots all over the world. Those are satellites and fragmented satellites. Now imagine 4,400 more of them out there. As a matter of fact, some of the future they're talking about, I mean, you can come back to me now. Some of the future that they're talking about, they're saying that when enjoy the sky while you see it now, because it's going to be filled with drones and low-flying satellites. This is wild, isn't it? We have many details to share to you on this program about how things are going to be interrupted. Our lives are going to be interrupted, whether we like it or not. I remember hearing some of the broadcasts coming out of the Blaze television where they were talking about the people in Silicon Valley. They're concerned about what happens when the interruption takes place, that the most of the folks that work for physical work for a living, they're going to start coming, quote, according to Glenn Beck, with pitchforks going to Silicon Valley to say, what did you do to our jobs? Well, we need to find out what's going on. Make sure you join us after this break, because we're going to talk about the next thing that's interrupting from the World Congress, and Elon's talking about this, is massive unemployment's coming. Massive unemployment's coming to the world, and they're talking about just giving everybody a little stipend, a little bit of paycheck, because there's not going to be many jobs, because robots and computers, they say, can do it better? Really? Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine anytime you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I'm telling you, these are some amazing days, isn't it, John?
Yes, we're getting close to the end here.
It really is. And there's going to be a millennial reign, 1,000 years, mm-hmm. but the church is going to be taken away at some particular point. And I read somewhere in Thessalonica, it talks about the last trumpet sounds and that there's seven trumpets talked about in the book of Revelation.
Yes.
So we're going to be around for a little bit.
Thessalonians,
yeah. And so you think about that, you think, this is happening right here, happening in our very own eyes right now.
Yes.
It's happening right this moment.
And most people don't even know it's happening.
Yeah. And it's like, but we're going to talk about it right now. This, as a matter of fact, this is another thing. That was the global government summit taking place in Dubai. But they're talking about, and they continue to interview, this is the governments of the world interviewing Elon Musk, who just came from China.
And who's the founder of SpaceX, who wants to explore Mars.
He wants to actually put a colony on Mars. But now they're talking about massive unemployment taking place because of technology taking people's place. Let's join Elon now at the summit.
I think maybe these things do play into each other a little bit, but what to do about mass unemployment? This is going to be a massive social challenge. And I think ultimately we will have to have some kind of universal basic income. I don't think we're going to have a choice. Universal basic income. I think it's going to be necessary.
So it means that unemployed people will be paid across the globe.
Yeah.
Because there is no job, machine, robot is taking over.
There will be fewer and fewer jobs that a robot cannot do better.
Okay.
And I want to be clear that these are not things that I think that I wish would happen. These are simply things that I think probably will happen. And if my assessment is correct, and they probably will happen, then we need to say, what are we going to do about it? And I think some kind of a universal basic income is going to be necessary. Now, the output of goods and services will be extremely high. So with automation, they will come abundance. Almost everything will get very cheap.
This is amazing. Think about it. Global unemployment, massive unemployment's coming. He said there's no job that robots and computers can't do better. And he's not. This is Elon, who's all about probabilities.
Yes.
And he's saying that that this is not something I wish is going to happen. This is something that probably is definitely
going to happen.
I'm using the word definitely, but when he's preparing like this and putting everything forward, yeah, including investing $1 billion in organizations to try to prevent AI. This is something else that this man said. Elon Musk made this statement. He said traditional artificial intelligence, and that's what we're talking about today, is computers and that type of thing, being pursued as it is now, is like summoning a demon. Mm. I mean, this is that man just said that. And so he's trying to break it up because you have one or two companies that are controlling.
Yeah.
You know, you have Google and DeepThink and a couple Apple probably that have these companies right here. But we're in a major
zone.
Yeah,
when you're talking about artificial intelligence and robots, we're actually talking about robot systems that are intelligent. They're learning at an increased rapid speed. Some of the technology now, it's going to look very appealing because they're going to have, instead of a human being on the front lines of a battlefield, they're actually going to have a mechanic robot soldier.
Right.
And so some of these things may have some appeal to us, but in the end, what's going to happen?
And they're talking about a universal pay going out. And this is some of the things that the candidate Hillary Clinton, when she was running, some of the things she alluded to, some of the things that Vice President Biden, who was vice president in the previous administration, he says, go learn how to play the guitar, and this is what he was talking, they're kind of get us into the system. And we have a mercy stop. This is a mercy stop, what's taking place right now. You know, I believe it's because of what America has to do with Israel, how we can help Israel. So we need to really pay attention because the world's going in. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking about Barcelona, Spain.
Yes.
Where they had a meeting with the mobile phone technology companies, leaders, and the mobile phone is what they're using to be able to build this global brain-like stuff. So the big thing that You know, he's talking about replacing employment. And how many young people today, if you told them they did not, I'm talking about 30 and below.
Oh, yeah.
That you did not didn't have to work, but we would just pay you so you can play your games, the digital games, mm-hmm. and be in the virtual land and do this kind of stuff. It'd be a very high percentage that would we need to do that. But Elon said, he said, which is very important, and I really appreciate his honesty in this, he says, but our concern is, how will they find their value? How will they, their intrinsic value is found from work.
Right.
It's found from work. And that reminds me of Ecclesiastes 2:24, John. You know, you can read that to us right there if you want to, but it's just, God designed it. It's a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work and toil, or their toil. Mm-hmm. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. So when you see somebody replacing your work, for example, if your parents aren't telling you, you need to go out and cut some yards, or them, you know, I'm sorry, but personal, but they're telling you to go out and get a job, they're taking away what God's designed you to find value and worth in that.
Being empowered
by that, because it's good, it's a design from God. You're such an intelligent human being, how God's created you, creation, that you have to be busy creating your things the way that...
And God's produces has made us to produce fruits and live a productive, fruitful life. It's all part of it.
You know, and men, you know, men and women, if most men, when they lose their job, they're fighting for their identity back, and they have to restructure themselves. And imagine a mass unemployment taking place. And that's why, according to Glenn Beck on The Blaze, they were talking about that Silicon Valley said to them, their biggest concerns is that the reaction of this massive unemployment, that people start heading to Silicon Valley with pitchforks and some other device. I don't know what he said.
Can you imagine millions of people being
we
idle,
don't condone that,
doing
by the way.
Nothing? No, we don't.
No.
Can you imagine this idleness will be, you know, rampant?
Well, I kind of can do that. 30 and below, I can see a lot of that happening now in regards
to,
well, that's where socialism comes in, and which is a distribution of resources, and communism.
Yeah.
But they're talking world government, John. World government. The first thing I said when we launched our internship program here at VFN-TV, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet thought about being an intern, think about being in television. I mean, not just every now and then, but every single day. You can be a part of this program and learning how to use those tools. And this is the communication techniques for the future. We're finding out, for at least for a little bit. So you can join the internship by going to VFNTV.com, go to the contacts, and just let us know. It tells you how to do that. But they're saying very specifically, the first thing I said to our interns was that your generation, you're going to have to understand the difference between man and machine, because they're going to merge them together. Mm. This is part of a recorded prophecy I'm telling these guys and ladies. And so it's here. They're called cyborgs when you merge technology together. Listen to what Elon Musk talks about, cyborgs.
Now, I mean, I do think that there's a potential path here, which is, and we're really getting into science fiction or create, you know, sort of advanced science stuff, but having some sort of merger with biological intelligence and machine intelligence. To some degree, we are already a cyborg. You think of the digital tools that you have, your phone, your computer, the applications that you have, like the fact that, as I was mentioning earlier, you can ask a question and instantly get an answer from Google or, you know, from other things. And so you already have a digital tertiary layer. I say tertiary because you can think of the limbic system, kind of the animal brain or the primal brain, and then the cortex, kind of the thinking, planning part of the brain, and then your digital self as a third layer. So you already have that, and it's like if somebody dies, their digital ghost is still around. You know, all of their emails and the pictures that they posted and the social media, that still lives even if they physically if they died. So over time, I think we'll probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. And it's mostly about the bandwidth, the speed of the connection between your brain and your digital, the digital extension of yourself. Particularly output, and output, if anything, is getting worse. You know, we used to have like keyboards that we'd use a lot. Now we do most of our input through our thumbs on a phone. And that's just very slow. A computer can communicate at a trillion bits per second, but your thumb can maybe do, I don't know, 10 bits per second or 100 if you're being generous. So some high bandwidth interface to the brain, I think, will be something that helps achieve a symbiosis and between human and machine intelligence, and maybe solves the control problem and the usefulness problem.
So he's talking about the problem is we're just too slow because our thumbs, because you used to type with all your fingers.
Yes.
I remember my dad typing years ago. He's going like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, Dad. And now here we are. The whole world's typing with two digits, two thumbs. And he says we're like 10 bits a second. We can do 10 bits a second. I'm sure the younger people can do more than that, right?
Sure.
But the computer can do a trillion bits per second. A trillion.
Amazing.
And so you have Ray Kurzweil talking about he's already working on a cortex, which is that part of the brain, how to grow biological tissue with the processor of a chip together, and so they can communicate to each other.
So you can connect the brain actually to the internet, right?
So yeah, and so you would search Google like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it.
Well, think about Google Glass with the glasses
and
all that.
Well, this is like Google in your head.
Oh, yes. It's beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, that God gave a prophetic vision about this day. And we're going to share it with you. And we're also going to share with you details what the book of Revelation says about this and how we have to have wisdom for these days. This is something that your flesh will naturally want to go into. But you have to say, wait a minute. I got to listen to God. It's going to require wisdom. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about this offer. This is such an important offer because God has given us a reprieve. We have a mercy window right now. I mean, it's an amazing mercy window, but it's a window of time. I don't know how long it's going to be, but we have enough freedom. We can do anything. What are you going to do with this window of time? Well, this is all about there comes a time when oppression is over, but we have to fight our way to freedom. Here's the details right here.
Offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom. There is a cost to living in rebellion to God and failing to acknowledge Him personally and as a nation. That cost is oppressive leadership or living an oppressed life. This kind of oppression is not to push us away from the Lord, but to bring us back to the Lord. The very reason it comes upon a nation is because they've turned away from God. Yet there comes a time when this oppression is over. In this message, you'll be able to gain wisdom from looking back and learning how Israel was under great oppression, as God had sold them to a ruthless, cruel governmental leader for 20 years. You'll also learn how important it is to turn back to God and listen for His voice, a word from the Lord, when He begins to give you wisdom and how to fight for your freedom, and how important it is to hear what He says, believe Him, and act on it to be free. You'll discover how many words of freedom from the Lord sit on the shelf waiting for someone to believe the oppression is over, believe God, and fight for the freedom that God wants you to believe. We learn all through this through the life of Deborah. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can go to VFNTV.com and become a partner by clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534, or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I was like, what are people going to think of me? And then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter what people think about me because I'm doing this for God and not for myself.
On today's Focus on the Family Minute, middle schooler Lexi Peterson describes to Jim Daly what it was like to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day.
And what happened that day? You came together and you read the scripture together? Just take us through what happened for you in your environment.
Everybody everybody was teaching each other about the Bible, and they were like, oh, this is my favorite Bible verse and everything. And everybody was really into it, and it was like, you don't really see people's true colors and their true faith. So it was a big eye-opener for me to see how many people around me were really Christians and how they were sharing their faith with each other. And it was just like God had reigned over the school and in my classroom, and he was standing there right with me that day.
Seeing your children live out their faith is encouraging, and you can hear more about Bring Your Bible to School Day at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Places where the Word of God was evicted are asking for it to come back because they cannot face the horrors of what they went through. Solzhenitsyn warned about the same thing, that the same thing would happen here that happened in the Soviet Union when they jettisoned and forgot their belief in God. He said, my grandfather used to say again and again, night after night, all this is happening to us because we've forgotten God. Now, when you abuse religion, these things happen. But you don't have to abuse atheism for these things to happen. And so what has happened in these atheistic countries? Pantheism deifies man. The world of Islam superimposes its will upon the people and ultimately does not bring to you the concept of a loving God with the freedom to believe or disbelieve. Only the Judeo-Christian worldview gives you that privilege, and there alone is the answer.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program or you're saying, I wish I would have got that or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back. I want to be able to share with you. We're talking about how this global system's kicking in. We'll be talking about all of it. This whole program is filled with this knowledge. But I had a dream, and this particular night vision the Lord gave me, I saw this whole room, John, just filled with people entering all this data. And that's what this is just nothing but data. Mm-hmm. And they had like their pods. What do you call those little pods that people sit in offices?
Pods.
And they're all sitting in. Nobody could talk to anybody. They wouldn't let anybody talk to anybody. But they were just entering data, social security numbers, date of birth, on everybody, all this data stuff. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the Lord just let me know that this is for evil purposes. This is for evil purposes. But they wouldn't let any of us communicate about what was going on. And so we all had a bulletin board that we could write on to communicate.
Like a whiteboard?
It was like a whiteboard to be able to write on. And so when I got up in this vision and wrote on this board. Take a look at this. This is what I wrote on the board. I said, and the number of his name was 666. And all this data being gathered, as a matter of fact, John, right here in Revelations, is it Revelation chapter 13, I believe it is?
15 through 18. That's what it says.
Yeah.
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
Okay, pause for a moment because this may be people not figuring this out that, you know, right now you can talk to your phones. It can talk back to you. They're talking about these things are getting a ability to think, what they call it thinking, reasoning. We had Watson. We had the Internet of Things that we talked about and how that within seconds the communication is going around the earth. And one computer unplugged from the internet beat the most famous, knowledgeable Jeopardy player.
Wow.
Because it was able to think and come back and do that. Medicine's using it. If you go to Weather app on your phone, weather.com, that's actually done by Watson. That's a computer that's actually generating that. YouTube is all generated artificial intelligence. And so what they're saying right here is this device, this image that's being created can talk. Let's go back to the beginning of this thing and read it again. So we're thinking about something's going to be created that actually can talk back to you. Take a look.
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
So he's talking about cyborgs and mixing humans and machinery, and it's going to be real difficult to tell.
Transhumanism, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be difficult to tell, you know, what is human and what's not human. Of course, true humans have a soul. That's the difference. But it's going to be hard to people can't discern now. It's like, that's evil, this is good. I can imagine with that technology. But it goes on and said, this is happening, John, as we speak.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. That number is 666.
And look at my dream again. That's exactly what God was showing me was taking place. And the number of his name was 666. And what was happening, what was God showing me in that vision? That all this data, and that's this whole thing's data-driven, driverless cars, artificial intelligence, they had to learn from us, who God created,
that's right,
to gather, you know, measure all of our actions to be able to build this machine, which we're going to be talking about a global brain. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about that. And it's happening as we speak right now. So it requires wisdom. You know, that we have to be able to operate in that. And so it takes us right to President Trump in Saudi Arabia, was just speaking to the King of Saudi Arabia, and they both talked about the 2030 agenda.
Yes.
That they have a plan for 2030. Well, guess what? It's the ultimate inception of convergence of technology, this whole thing opening up. You know, we'll talk more about that, but that's what's going on right now. And so 2030 is actually the United Nations agenda is 2030.
They're calling it the Sustainable Development
Every
agenda.
Time you hear that word,
Sustainable Development. Development.
That's the word, that's the key word. How can we sustain this thing? Well, God sustains it, but they're trying to find out how to sustain it outside of God, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they say, you know, we're seeking, this is on the UN's website, you know, we will seek to build strong economic foundations for all countries, sustain inclusive and sustainability. Economic growth is essential for prosperity. This will only be possible if wealth is shared, which is global paycheck for everybody,
yes,
right? And income equality is addressed. So in other words, spread the money out.
Spread the wealth out. Yeah. And that's, you know, the high percentage of wealth in the world comes from America.
Right.
So
right,
we're talking about spreading the wealth of America across the world.
Which, you know, helping folks is doing it in the name of the beast.
Yes.
Is a little bit different.
Right.
And so this global agenda comes out of the United Nations Agenda 2030, which is the date that they're planning on bringing all this to pass. But look real quickly, this is their goals. We're going to quickly go through the goals of the United Nations for the 2030 agenda. And it's like, you know, we have to wake up. It's really happening. It's really happening. And there's something I want to say at the end of these. We're going to read through these things really quickly, John, if you would.
Well, goal number one is to end poverty in all of its forms everywhere.
And this is United Nations goals, okay?
Number two is to end hunger and achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Goal three, to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Goal number four, to ensure inclusive and equitable quality of education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Goal number seven, to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Goal number eight, promote, sustain, inclusive, and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. Goal number nine, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Goal number 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. Goal number 11, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Goal number 12, ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns.
We'll make the rest of those available to you, but this is the thing we want to drive home. Who is the United Nations?
That's right.
You are a sovereign country. This organization has no authority over your country, has no authority over America, but they're setting governmental goals for distributing wealth, getting rid of the poverty situation, and they're just they're acting like they're the ones that are
And let's not forget what happens at the United Nations with the communist Islamic voting bloc that exists there.
Right.
It's these nations that get together and they start passing agendas that affects the rest of the entire world.
Well, sort of like Elon Musk said, the Burning Man and Silicon Valley are one.
Ah.
Right? Well, when you look at Islam and communism and United Nations, they're one.
Yeah.
If you counted the number of votes that are in the United Nations, the majority is communist Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the president goes to Saudi Arabia and speaks to the Muslim king of Saudi Arabia and says, we have this 2030 plan, that they're the ones that brought that 2030 plan more than likely into the United Nations. And so you're looking at this point, you think, well, our president would never, never turn us over to the United Nations. Well, let's go back a couple of months and look what former President Barack Obama did at the United Nations. That's exactly what he did. Watch this.
But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, over the long term enhances our security.
Okay.
We
got to hear
that
one more time. Yeah. Because you understood. We just talked about Agenda 2030. We just talked about the very fact that they're wanting to kick in this global brain, we'll be talking about in a moment, this whole data-driven system. And he's going, we just need to turn America over, give up our sovereignty.
Give up some of our freedoms.
Our sovereignty. Take a look. This is former President of America, Barack Obama. And he's saying at the United Nations, who has the Agenda 2030 to do this, listen one more time to what he said, what he did. He actually signed this.
But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, over the long term enhances our security.
I'm glad that's over. Anyway, that has to be undone. That's been done.
Binding ourselves to international
rule.
Not the Constitution, but international
rule. But you can't have both. You got to either get rid of the Constitution or you got
to
keep the Constitution and get rid of the UN. Yeah, and so you're looking at that's how important President Trump is, because prior to that, we'd all be going into the system of the 2030 agenda of the United Nations.
And isn't countries like India already in the system?
Yeah, they've already imaged, I don't know, it was way back when they were already imaging the retinas, we'll talk more about that, and the fingerprint. They're imprinting India is what it's called.
Yes.
And they already got probably the majority of those folks in the system already. And so, you probably have a thumbprint or some fingerprint on your phone today for a security system. That's called a bioidentifier. We got to go to a break, but when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this. Artificial intelligence, think about it. Artificial intelligence, smart cities, a global brain. We already talked about the United Nations 2030 and how our mobile phones, these guys right here just met in Barcelona and they're the ones leading the charge. Join us out at the break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel unloved at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking artificial intelligence, a global brain. We're talking about, you know, the beast economy. We're talking about end times, you know, unfolding before our very eyes rapidly, faster than most people think. Elon talks about for this technology coming in. I mean, think about this. Artificial intelligence, which means, you know, the way you use your brain now, that's called intelligence. Now imagine something that's not a human thinking in a way.
A robot, a computer.
Yeah, reasoning. And we had a program. You got to go back and see the program. I believe it was the Internet of Things. Also Watson, I don't remember the name of that program, but we'll make it available to you on this. But it was so amazing that our interns forgot we were even here and they started staring at it. It's like, this is going to happen. People fell in love.
Yes.
With their computer.
There was a movie based out of it called Her.
Right.
But where this man had a relationship with the computer, and the computer was intelligent.
And I think it's important to realize God's he's in love with the flawed, sinful human beings. That's why he gave his son to pay the price for our sins so he could be in relationship with us. The beautiful thing about you is that our imperfections and our little, you know, are things that's such, because you're choosing to follow God. You're choosing to do
that's
these
right.
things. But once the machines take over, the choice is gone. And it's a matter of calculating a math equation. But think about this. Artificial intelligence, smart cities, a global brain. This is what they came together in this summit. And Rick Wiles of True News went to just show up and figure out how he could take his ministry more in the mobile phone industry methodology to deliver his ministry stream. But he found out it was totally different. It was called the Mobile World Conference, John. It's in Barcelona, Spain. Mm. It was mobile phone companies that were there. And you think about it, when we started our phone companies, we had wires. But most countries, some countries didn't even have phones till you didn't need wires anymore. I mean, Israel was cell phones when I was there years ago.
Wow.
You had cell phone technology like that. But this is what they said. They said this. They said the mobile phone industry, this is what they said at the World Conference, according to Rick Wiles, the mobile phone industry is the backbone of the global brain that is being put together. Mm. So the global brain, what we're talking about is a computer operating system, and they talk about the cloud. Well, it's not ever in the cloud. It's in some cave somewhere, and it gathers everything you ever did. If you got a phone, even if you don't know how to use it, it knows where you're going, it knows you're in the kitchen, it knows you're in the den, it knows you're at the store, If you go to bed and put your phone by your bed, and you're married, they know when your two phones mm-hmm. are going to bed together.
It's called a digital footprint. Right. Everything you search, everything you touch, it's all that's recorded.
And it's all of it's recorded. Plus your purchases now, and all these different things are taking place. And so they're saying the mobile phone, and you can do so many things on your mobile phone. It's amazing what you can do. But the mobile phone is the industrial backbone to this global brain that's being put together. Rick Wiles talks about when he heard this at the conferences. This is what they're talking about. And so exactly what Elon Musk is talking about. He says it's going to happen faster than you think. This is the other thing they said, John. They said the mobile phone industry that has been taped. The mobile phone industry has been tapped by the globalists to connect the world to this global brain. Oh, there it is right there on the screen. Okay. The mobile phone industry, that's what they said, has been tapped by the globalists, the people who want, that's where President Trump has just interrupted the globalist movement. Is what's happening.
They want world domination.
And he didn't interrupt it. God interrupted it and used him as a doorstop for what was happening. Tapped by the globalists to connect the world to this global brain. So this is what they're talking about using as a mobile phone to connect everybody to this global brain. And I think it's very important because right now they have like 4G technology. Mm-hmm. But at this particular World Summit, they were talking about you got to have 5G technology for this to happen. Well, you think about it, so they're talking about rebuilding all the infrastructure because you can't use the same systems that we have right now, the same towers. But AT&T and
iHeartRadio
sold all their towers because towers is old news. It's old news. And so you're looking at what are they going to do? Well, we just heard 4,400 and something satellites that Elon Musk is trying to get permission from the FCC to launch out for low-flying satellites. And so your phone would get its reception off of a satellite.
So what I hear you saying is there's a huge technological shift occurring.
It's
really going to change everything.
As we speak.
How we interact.
Yeah. Our jobs, employment.
And it's going to bring
a disruption
to the way of life.
You're going to be controlled. You can't buy or sell without this particular piece of equipment.
So we're here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they say that it's so slow right now because we're the slow part. You know, our thumbs move too slow. Well, the way they're going to do that, they're going to merge people's brains with, and you know, Kurzweil's already doing it in deep think.
Yes.
Growing human tissue and trying to develop a human cortex, and cortex is where we make all those decisions. So instead of your fingers being the digital entry, your thoughts would be the entry. It's like, Jiminy crickets.
Can you imagine?
They even say your shoes will be smarter than you are. I'm like, I think my shoes already are smart. You got to be willing to be who you are and appreciate who you are and realize God will back you. God will be with you.
But this man's lust for power and wealth and dominance is not going to allow him to do that.
Well, I mean, you think about it. You know, I think about Lance Wallner, you know, the positive man. Mm-hmm. He says, but technology, men are so greedy and they'll just keep pushing it. They won't turn back. And it's obviously we're going to move quickly into this end time, which is the greatest harvest that you'll ever see. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I want to talk about a couple more things real quick. Like they said this, Rick Wiles also heard this. He says, when you see 5G rolled out, then you're going to see the global brain rolled out. Mm. So this tension between launching these satellites or not launching them, you're looking at the new technology being built. That particular, Rick Wiles said of True News, they cannot bring forth the global brain technology until they have the 5G, which is the speed of operation of a device. And then he said this, what I think is pretty interesting. This is 2 years away. Then 2020 is the date they are pushing for to have 5G available for everyone. And some people say it's 2019. And that in the 2020s, it's going to be all 5G type speeds out there. Another thing that he said is 5G, which is the speed of the phone, will be common in the 2020s. That's what he was talking about. And also, and I'm closing out quickly, I want to get this in, replacing all the physical assets, infrastructure worldwide with what will be required. But notice, if you go to satellites, you won't have to do that. If you go to satellites, you will not have to do that. And then finally, this is interesting as well. He said people will be entering artificial intelligence. Oh, this is what they asked the founder of Netflix, what does the future look like for entertainment? Mm-hmm. And he says, possibly like this, people will be entertaining the artificial intelligence.
Wow.
Like they're pets, like we're pets to the artificial intelligence. It's crazy, isn't it?
This is
Crazy. He also says, you know, our shoes will be more intelligent than us. And then this is the big one that was said by, I can't pronounce his name's last name, son with SoftBank CEO, Masayoshi, I believe it is. This is, he invested $100 million into this future. He says this, brain cells and microprocessors may surpass the number of neurons in the human being by 2018. I wanted to say all that, and we wanted to say this to let you know, you're in the last days of before this, the coming of the Lord. And that there's a millennial reign taking place, but the Lord's going to come back for his church. You know, and you need to make a decision today. You know, it doesn't matter. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you don't have to worry about this. But he's not coming back for you if you haven't done that yet. And you can simply right now just say, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. You know, we met God through his son, Jesus Christ, and we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. This is so serious. Things are moving quickly. You know, things are going to shift. This massive unemployment's coming. But it's what's been prophesied about. God told us this day is coming. But this is it. He's coming back for his church. And you can be a part of his church. It's not a building. It's a person who made a decision to make him the Lord of their life. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Things are happening. And join the family. As a matter of fact, Vine Fellowship Network, you got to find out more about us. We can disciple you and teach you about the Lord. But things are happening. It's going to require much, much wisdom. I want to pray with you before we go. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that you're giving us and we're sharing, Lord. We pray that you'll encourage our listeners and viewers. And we just bless them with that wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.